Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thank you for listening. Happy Thursday. It's Thursday.
It's Thursday.
Yep, exactly. I wanted to say thank you just really quickly. You know, there's a lot of people to thank, especially the people who are out there on the front lines. You know, a lot of talk about masks in the last few days where the feeling is that we're about to get a recommendation that everyone should not leave their house without a mask on, which is... You know, it makes sense. And I know a lot of people have their sewing machines up and running and humming. A lot of people looking for elastic because those are so much easier to put on and off for the average person. Little loop of elastic that goes around your ears. And I got a ton of great suggestions of where you can find this stuff. Just in everyday objects like hair bands and stuff. So if you're looking for, if you're out there looking for that stuff, just do a quick search online because it's really difficult to get the spools of it from the fabric. It's just completely sold out. But masks, they're a thing. And I just wanted to say thanks to everybody who had kind of messaged me and let me know that here was a place, a resource for it. The end.
Our text number, 800-400-3697. We collect these. We really do like hearing from you guys. If I don't get to them, one of the reasons I'm sort of not getting to them is because I'm reading them off the not printing them. And so it's hard to get through this scroll I'm dealing with. But I will try to get to as many as I can. 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. Your mail carrier would love one of those homemade masks.
Yeah, that's actually a great idea. I'll put a 10-pack in there for him.
Sonoma. What? I made all those live secret shows and was looking forward to this year. Oh. 2021 blowout pool party next year.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hope so.
Well, look, I mean, if things start to get back to, looking a little more normal, summer lasts a long time here. We could maybe move that to September or... Keep your hopes high, everyone.
Right.
Chin up.
510 says, Nicole's been an awesome addition to the show. We'll be praying for Rose and her family.
That's for sure.
Rose.
Yeah, I just like everything about Nicole. I like her attitude, and she's always got a smile on her face. Like, you can't knock that girl down.
Oh,
I like
thanks.
Nicole.
Thank you.
Is Rose listening? Did she text you?
No, she hasn't.
Oh,
they usually
no.
don't sometimes.
The one time we get to talk about Rose and she misses it.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure she'll hear it at some point,
yeah.
Right?
I've been a licensed hairdresser since 06. I now work for Tesla. I just gave 4 haircuts to my coworkers a few days ago. Yeah, I bet.
Oh. Huh.
I bet anybody you're around who finds out is like, yeah, help
Quick,
me out
give
over
me a
here.
Trim.
Tighten me up.
Yeah. So guys are either going to, A, let everything grow really long and let their beards go out of control, or B, pull a Vinny. Start just shaving that crap off. What do you need that for? You're not going to see anyone for a month anyway.
Right. Tell Rose to hang in. I'm a survivor, and you will notice my mixed gray hair. Like Rose, before cancer and chemo, I dyed my hair. Going bald is incredibly... Hello.
Hello.
And then I'm sorry I lose the thread, but anyway.
We get the gist.
Right. Appreciate the support. Oh, Rose, way to stay positive. Great job, Nicole.
Yeah, Nicole. Way to be a good daughter.
I try. I'm definitely not the favorite one, but.
You might be now.
Yeah, maybe.
Usually the favorite one knows, and you'd know if you were, so sorry,
true
Nicole.
True dad, that's true. Yeah. Being a longtime favorite myself.
Me too. Our friends over at Hanson of Sonoma Distillery are releasing a large batch of hand sanitizer today. Want to get the word out that they're donating to first responders and those on the front lines, as there is a huge shortage of hand sanitizer for those who need it.
Who's this again, Vinny?
Hanson of Sonoma Distillery.
All right. If you can make hand sanitizer, make it.
Yep. Good morning. Do you guys still check your morning show email? I sent email to vinny@radioalice.com, but not sure if he got it. I didn't.
Yeah, we don't get those. That's a Bryn sees that inbox. The radio.com, radioalice.com inbox. Anything that you address to any address at radioalice.com gets seen.
Yeah, and there are thousands to sort through, so just give me some time.
Bear with us, right.
Where can you get appropriate fabric for masks? Aren't stores closed?
You can order. You know, someone had a great, I want to say a texter said, use pillowcases and sheets. You got an old set of sheets? Use that. Tightly woven cotton is what they're recommending for homemade masks. You can slip, you know, a lot of the patterns have a place where you can slip in a filter. And you can Google that, various things you can use for filters in a homemade mask. People are using paper towels, for God's sake, just any bunch of layers. This morning, I thought that that bandana thing, that's no sewing. It's you fold it a certain way and you use two rubber bands for your ears. You know, those fabric covered ones. I thought that was great.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how well that, I started to think about it. I don't know how well that will hold up over the course of a day at a work.
Right.
Place for someone who's a first responder, but it certainly could work to get you in and out of the grocery store.
100%. And that's what most of us need these for. We're already self-isolating on the rare occasions that we're going out. You need something just to cover up your mouth and nose for a little while. That's all. I think I thought that was genius.
Haven't gassed up in a month. Yesterday I went to Safeway gas, and with all the points I've accumulated, I paid $2.39 after my earned 50-cent discount.
Wow.
Pretty good.
I can't believe that 69 cent gas, though. That's crazy.
$2.55 at Costco Fairfield, Vinny.
Nice.
My brother and sister-in-law, who are in the medical profession, both got the virus in Orange County.
Oh,
you know,
no.
We've got some hot spots here in California. One of them is Santa Clara, but Los Angeles and Orange County and even San Diego have big numbers, surprisingly big.
Not good.
And that's sort of on the, I think it's on, I don't know if it's the Merck or the Chronicle, but one of them has it like a daily count statewide to show you.
Santa Clara is a hot spot? I didn't know.
Santa Clara is a very hot spot, yes.
I did not realize that.
Mm-hmm. We depend on the income for our Airbnb, but no one is traveling for work, so we are hosting a travel nurse coming for COVID relief. There's a huge need.
Yeah, that's
my
nice
problem
thing
with the rent strike, is that there are so many people who may own a property or a second home that they rent, but that doesn't mean that that's their side business. They're not rich and just own a couple homes. The idea that you're going to stick it to them by not paying them rent, it bothers me.
It bothers me too. I get that there are going to be people who are having hardships, and in that case, talk to your landlord about it. And maybe you guys can work something out. But this whole like, I'm going to go on a rent strike and I'm not going to pay my other bills too. If you can pay your bills, pay your GD bills. Frankly, have some pride. That annoys me no end. If you're having trouble, reach out, ask, talk, communicate. But just to say, I'm not paying it, just, you know, it's like, what are you going to be a looter next to? Like, I'm going to take advantage of this situation, you know, and screw over other people for my own benefit? I don't like that. I actually hate that.
I do too.
I'm
yes,
so righteous.
Fast drivers. I still have to drive into work because I'm a critical worker, but I see every day someone speeding down the freeway going at least 95 plus. Yeah, they're out because they feel like the roads are empty and this is their chance, I guess.
Right.
They will get tickets. Police are watching.
Police are busy too, though. So, you know.
Yeah.
Just try to be a good human these days. That's all we can really ask of each other. Just be the best human you can be.
These are texts sent by you guys. Sarah's right. COVID hasn't touched them, so they think that it's a conspiracy. I've heard everything from radio waves to mind control. So stupid. For real.
Yeah. Well, it'll get there soon enough, and, you know, they can feel responsible for the death of people who were at their big congregation and people who are extensions of that. It's so irresponsible. But you go on with your conspiracy theory.
Have you guys played Stacey's mom yet since he passed yesterday?
We did play a little clip of it. We should have played it. You know what? Let's play it coming up here. Is it possible for you to grab that, Nicole? I don't know how the computer system there works.
You work it every day. Well, you did before.
Do I?
Crazy.
You know, we play this song all the time at our house, and I don't know. Actually, John just woke up. John, did you know that Adam Schlesinger died? Yeah, he passed away from COVID. 52 years old.
Do you guys want to do the song for us or no?
Oh, that'd be great. I'm excited for that. Let's go.
I don't want to do
Let's roll them.
You don't?
Can John hear us?
I don't know if John can hear you.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Hey, John.
Does John want to do it?
Okay. That's fine. There's your answer. Sorry, guys.
You know, it seems to me like I couldn't see Sarah's face when that no came down.
I was just holding the thing. I was just facing forward like this.
Right. Uh-huh.
Yeah,
facing
okay.
forward.
Right. You didn't turn around at all. No.
Nope.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Nicole, do you find that cool?
Oh, great. Okay, so throw that in as one of the songs. We'll ask.
With Jane's approval.
Yeah, with Jane. Jane, can you please text me and approve? We've been texting all morning.
You and Jane have?
Well, we had one little exchange. I just wanted to sound important, like, you know, Jane was texting me all the time.
Well, clearly. One of the great, and I lost, the thread goes away. I swear today is worse than ever for the texts. They just seem to be shotgunned into all different places. But someone wrote, I April fooled my kids and told them they had school and made them get up.
that's a good one. That's just fun for mom.
That's beautiful.
You know, that just, and then you can let him go back to bed. All right, back to bed you go. Or help me clean the toilets. You know, one
teachers had a couple good April Fool's jokes that were similar. Stay home is now lifted. Kids need to start getting up as early as tomorrow. And the other one was, you'll be staying later for more homework and make up for lost. Oh no, that's all part of the first one. Stay at home's lifted. Kids need to start getting up early and stay later with more homework to make up lost time. Or number two, due to lost time, kids will have to repeat the entire year.
Oh my God, hilarious. I just got a text from Jane. She said, yes, we can play Stacey's mom. Jane, you're playing a game called.
That's weird. I didn't get a text from Jane. Huh.
That's weird. Yeah, we have a whole thing. She actually said, you know, the Billy Joe song is our song. Our song.
Now you guys have songs.
Yeah. Hold on. Let me show you. Let me turn this camera around here real quick. How do I do that?
There's a little thing that has like a recycle button.
Right there. See?
Oh, boy. That is rough.
Yeah. That's a bunch of hearts there, too. All right.
Jesus.
Well, we love each other. Jane and me.
Ripple? That's what Fred Sanford drank. No, it's not the booze Ripple. It's Ripple. It's like a milk. It's a milk.
It's pea protein.
It's a thank you. It's a milk substitute. We've got quite a few diet restrictions in this household, thanks to the kids, and one of them is dairy is an issue.
Well, luckily this time in the world, there are so many milk substitutes. It is quite amazing.
True.
You have a lot
and
of
Ripple's
choices.
Pretty good. Rising cruise ship bookings may be people having to use their refunds before they expire. They got me on the airplane ticket that I'd had plans for this summer. First of all, I'm a surfer. We don't make plans. The surf might get good. I can't be on anywhere when the surf gets good. Thank you, Bryn.
Oh, I'm not leaving. Any minute now, there could be just a rockin' swell.
Right.
Boosha.
Exactly. What she, well, not all what she said, but anyway, that she.
You just drop in, just smack the lip, pull back.
And then I wiped out, I was all.
Drop down, stand.
Oh, we want to miss out on that, you know that's for sure.
Oh, I hate it so much.
Dude, you got the best barrels ever, dude.
Ever, dude. Oh, bro.
We'd made plans.
Listen, Zeke, those are amazing.
Last year. To go on a trip to Mexico with our friends, the Cooks, and sure enough, that's not going to happen. So I went to go get our refund. No refund. We were told we could have a credit and it would need to be used within a certain period of time. So it's highly likely that is what's happening with the cruise ship rise
that
in bookings.
You know what? It's a solid point someone's making there. That could really just be people going, well, if I can't get my money back, I'm going to at least go on another cruise.
Oh, you know what?
What, hon?
My laptop is plugged into the same electric trees, whatever. Maybe
power
that's
strip.
What's causing some of the buzz.
Oh, is the buzz still going on?
No. That was
the buzz
definitely,
is gone.
Yeah. That was definitely your XLR cable, which some people are saying you should have a balanced cable. It's balanced. Get off me.
Have you heard our crack engineering team? Come on. You think they're going to give us an unbalanced cable? Come on.
What's up with the Jesus? Why can't we hear her this morning? You did hear her.
Yeah, the Jesus has been on.
Come on. When did Jesus?
When Jesus say yes, nobody Jesus can say no. When Jesus say yes.
I like it. The Jesus.
I'm not wearing a mask and probably never will. All the hoarders and profit makers have stockpiled them already. The panic buying is already out of... Lost, sorry. Well, that's too bad. I do understand your frustration, but, you know, protecting yourself and your family should not, you know, to make a point.
Yeah.
What do they say about cutting your nose off to be mad at your face?
Yeah.
Like, that's just dumb. Why would you do that?
It is dumb. That's not the place to take a stand. Find someplace else.
Don't teach your own face a lesson, okay?
Right. You will remember that lesson every time you look in the mirror.
So impressed with Horn Barbecue. Went to their Instagram, link at the top to the GoFundMe, and more about their story. Horn Barbecue, thanks for highlighting these heroes. No doubt. I wouldn't have known who that guy was. I'd never heard of his place. But hearing what he's doing, especially when his own business sort of hangs in the balance.
No doubt.
Is profound. That's incredible.
Yeah,
and
it's great.
I'm going to give him less than I had planned earlier, but that's because it looks like I'm coming up against some issues as well. Yay!
Yeah, the world's in a world of hurt.
Mm-hmm. Layoffs, furloughs, compensation decreases. Yikes! Sorry, but that's my life.
I got nothing
Let
to say about
on.
That.
All right.
What does that mean?
Listen, I'll be glad to have a job on the other side of this whole thing. What I don't want is the company to go belly up.
Me too. Let's see here. A lot of people are writing in to tell me that Netflix has a setting to stop that filing straight to the next show.
Oh, yeah. Someone said that.
You know what? I hardly have, believe it or not, because I have two little kids, I've had almost no TV time. I lock myself away in the late evening hour, or late for me anyway, to get an hour in, but there's...
7 p.m. late evening.
So I'm not tripping on the Netflix either way. It doesn't matter.
Well, you got to get on that Tiger King, man. I'm going to finish it today for sure, and that is... Oof. Sheesh. Mm.
Joe Exotic 100% deserves to be in prison. It's karma. I hate what he did to those animals. Serves him right to be in a cage.
Send him to prison for the tiger thing, but I don't know. That's a bit of a frame job. Like, let's get this guy out of the way. I don't know. You watch it and you tell me what you think. I personally think there's other people who should be in jail over Joe Exotic. But that's just me. I am dumb opinions coming out my mouth every day, all the time. So what I'm known for. Boy, that's another dumb thing she said.
And with that, we break.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thanks for listening to the show today. It is, you're as important to us as hopefully we are to you. We're all part of each other's new, brand new reality. Vinny, you were amazing today. You know, your MacGyver skills in fixing that buzz,
I've never blown anything so hard in my life.
It was quite impressive, actually, for a guy who doesn't have a lot of experience with that.
Right.
Yeah.
New to it, but I did my best effort.
Oh, it was, well, clearly you got that dust right off of there.
When I'm in love, I try hard, Sarah.
Yeah,
hard.
Sure. Mm. Yeah. Well, love's a strong word, and it's just a cable, but, you know, it's...
I'm talking about the show. I love the show.
Oh, the show. And you want the show to sound good. I get it. All right. I just, you know, it was just that you did the act on the cable.
And so I blew my hardest, my very hardest.
Yeah. You got to put your back in.
Anyway, enough of that.
Yeah.
Listen, thank you so much for tuning in today. We know the show is not what it used to be, but it's because nothing is like it used to be right now.
Right. So lots of coronavirus stories, and we also look for the things that don't have anything to do with that. And we're trying to highlight heroes. If you go to radioalice.com/hero, you can see some of the people that we've had on the show today. It was Chef Matt Horn, hornbarbecue.com.
I love him.
What's that?
I love him.
I know.
His story is amazing. And to see that, you know, his business isn't getting to open because of what's happening, you know, he's got rent to pay.
Sure.
And yet he's doing good for the people, probably at his own expense, at least so far. I'm going to donate today, though, to his GoFundMe page, which is set up.
Right. So he's one of the people we have highlighted. Thanks also to Scott Capurro, who was on today. He's doing nightly comedy for the peeps.
And that joke he played on you and me. Oh, oof.
Hilarious. You know,
yeah, that burned hard.
Well, I mean, I was sad that he was leaving and everything, but, you know, I guess I just wasn't in April Fool's mode. I'm sorry to say. I didn't get the joke, and he had to really spell it out for me. I'm like, so you're not leaving? Wait, which is it? I also want to thank Jane for being so sweet. She clearly listens to the show. I mean, the response, we're just having a whole, well, just a little love fest, me and Jane.
She used to be my girl, and I'm so mad that you've stolen her
from me. Well, you used to think she was your girl, but I knew all along whose girl she really was.
Right. Well, clearly it was, and the thieving was effortless. You didn't even have to try. You just turned on.
Because I didn't have to steal her. I had her the whole time. That was the thing. We're waiting to see if she writes me anything right now. like, baby, I've always loved you. I've always been yours.
This is awful. I hate it.
All right, look, tomorrow on the show, it's Friday the whole day. And, you know, in the new normal, Friday's about as good as it gets. Even if you've got nothing planned and you're not going to see anyone and, you know, and you're not going to be drinking, whatever it is, it's still Friday.
Well, my homework for tonight or today is going to be I'm going to finish the Tiger show and Survivor.
Yeah, because 6 a.m. tomorrow we'll be talking about Survivor. It will be spoiling the hell out of it, so do your homework so you can join us for the 6 o'clock break. All right, have a great day, you guys. Stick around. Jane's on the way, and we'll be right back.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.